was sure that nothing could go wrong. So he played along every morning, 8 a.m. She got him out the door. He kissed her like a chore. Daily execution of this passion, this routine. This damage left unseen. She lay awake in bed one morning, sleeping by her side. When finally she cried,
she cried, love, this man's some fairy tale. A flooded or a fell, I'll try it. Tell me, where did we get lost? And now who knows the cost of our mistake? Yeah.
Words echo. Echoed in their room for days, although she wasn't there, no. Sometime later, he said, watching the television screen of Bella at 18, he cried, love, it isn't meant to last. My happiness has passed, and now I'm through. Fear is pulsing through my veins, my lonely days been changed since I lost you. Days go by without my shepherd.
Let time pass without a last
exchange. Three words left unsaid. Well, I miss you. I miss you, oh, 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 oh.
Love isn't meant to last.
My happiness has passed, and now I'm through. Fear is pulsing through my veins. My lonely days are changed since I lost it. Cleverest among you may have noted, we are not Al Stewart.
Nope.
That's not us. We're actually called the Empty Pockets, and we're from Chicago, Illinois. Rest assured, Al is here. We're only playing a couple songs. We're his backing band, and tonight his acoustic backing band. So fabulous to be here with you. It looks like this city was recently dropped from the sky.
Is that a thing?
You know what I mean?
Do that here?
5 years ago, was this whole thing here? It doesn't look like
No, no.
That's
it's,
nice.
It's
got
beautiful.
It's got that new city smell that I love. Well, we just traveled this great, big, beautiful country.
By van.
Yes, mostly by van. And I guess I'd say if you have to travel the U.S. by van, meet Al Stewart at each city you go to. He'll drink lots of good wine, and it'll make everything funnier.
Much better that way.
Being a touring musician is a little bit like being an orphan, so we just follow each other around.
Strict harmony would attract.
would you follow me? If I drove a freight liner down I-65, hauling loads to the coast, you can bet I would drive 20 hours to the south in one day just to shine my bright lights on your face in hopes I'd make you mine. I'd follow you anyway. Would you follow me? If I were an oak tree with roots buried deeply, I would shelter you completely.
I will shelter you.
Couple of years, because
it's crazy.
Stuff's crazy right now. I have a joke about it that I've been saying over the last 24 hours, which is when little Vladdy P comes and visits, I hope he stays at the Ritz-Carlton so we can all say he's putting on the Ritz.
My joke.
I've heard it like 10 times in the last 24 hours.
I threatened before we went on stage to only do stand-up comedy.
Still good.
Al would do it too. He would just play stand-up. It's crazy right now. We don't know what's going to happen ever now anymore. There's no standards, and I think the only thing left to do is be strong with each other.
Fight for what you believe in.
Hopefully everything will turn out just okay. We really appreciate you listening to us. We are the Empty Pockets. Erica's going to be selling Year of the Cat t-shirts some Empty Pocket CDs outside. And I know you're going to enjoy this evening because the legendary lyricist himself, Al Stewart, is here. Thank you for listening. We appreciate y'all. Be strong.
With all my problems.
come knocking at my door. And you think I'm too weak to handle anymore. You can watch me get up off the floor, yeah. I just keep rolling, cause I am strong. Now I know what it means to be a person in survival. I walk the road, yes, I discover self again in this revival. When all my problems come knocking at my door, and you think I'm too weak to handle anymore, you can watch me get up off the floor, yeah. I just keep rolling.
Get on to the main event now. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the stage, Al Stewart.
Well, they put a glimpse of Kenny Clark and the biplanes on your wall. You were always Amy Johnson from the time that you were small. The schoolroom kept you grounded while your thoughts could get away. You were taking up the tiger moths, your wings against the brush strokes of the day. Are you there? On the tarmac with the winter in your hair. By the empty hangar doors, you'll stop and stare. The oil drums behind you, they won't care. Oh, are you there? An old leather coat, you took me for a ride. We were drifting with the tailwind, while the runway came in sight. Clouds came want to gather us. The cock had turned to white. When I left, the sky was empty. I suppose she never saw the landing lights. Are you there? In your jacket with the grease stain on the tear. Caught up in the slipstream of the dead. The compass rod will guide you anywhere. Oh, are you there? Because a lot of my songs are not that obvious. When I was growing up, pretty much everything I listened to went from A to B in songwriting, and you know, you knew where you were going. You know, you were a teenager in love, and it was sad, and it wasn't working out, and so you had to go from A to B. And I discovered somewhere along the line that it's much more fun to go from A to W, back to H, and then on to M, and back to C, and then eventually end up at B. Imagine if you watched a movie, like a mystery, but you knew exactly where you were going. You were going from A to B. It would be no fun whatsoever. So the first couple of songs are examples of that style of songwriting. The first song is all about, it seems to be all about aeroplanes, but it's two lovers disguised as aeroplanes that fly into a fog bank and land at separate airports. So that's that one out of the way. The next song, it follows exactly the same songwriting philosophy. Are you interested in songwriting philosophy? I could be wasting my time here. So we have these British explorers, and they're mad, and they want to go to the South Pole, but they're not prepared whatsoever. And the British Admiralty selects a guy called Robert Falcon Scott, and he had rammed an unarmed Swedish freighter in his naval vessel, and they said, we've got to get him out of here, let's send him to the South Pole. And their only advice was, get there first and plant the British flag. And of course everyone knows he got there second. He was beaten by a Norwegian called Amundsen, and he compounded the matter by dying on the way home along with his entire party, which made him a national hero, because in England it's more important to die trying to do something than to achieve it. So I wrote about that. He was followed by an Irishman called Shackleton, who made 3 attempts on the South Pole, never got there. What to say? Both of them are in the next song. It has nothing to do whatsoever with Antarctic exploration. It's an extended allegory about a very cold woman who wouldn't sleep with me. It is. if you listen to it closely, you'll understand completely. If you don't, that doesn't matter. It is anyway. Long before I ever saw the frost upon your face, I was haunted by your beauty. It drew me to this place. I felt the chill of mystery with one foot on your shore. Then and there resolved to go where no man had before. Or maybe I was so blind, perhaps the winds come true. I believe those rumors then, as travelers sometimes do, in Antarctica. Antarctica. Who knows what powers might be to cause a man to go mindless of the dangers out across that virgin snow. Seduced by this ambition, I so easily forgot the hopeless quest of Shackleton, the dreamlike death of Scott. Or maybe I was so blind, perhaps the winds were true. I believe those stories then, as travelers sometimes do, in Antarctica. Did I? That was a pretty complicated song. I think I read 40 or 50 history books to write that song. It took 4 years. We'll see. I haven't done it for a while, and I'm not sure I remember it, but I'm in your hands, so... But that's very clever that you know that song. That's very clever. Most people are scratching their heads right now and saying, is he going to sing Do You Think I'm Sexy? All right. So, this brings us to the French Revolution. Those of you who have never seen me before may be puzzled. I write a lot of historical songs, and I do it because I like them, and no one else can be bothered to do it. And if I didn't, they wouldn't exist. So this is a song about the French Revolution. Unnecessary, but I like to do it. What?
Walls of smoke arising from the walls of the Bastille. Through the streets of Paris runs the sense of the unreal. The kings have all departed, their servants are nowhere. We burned out all their mansions in the name of Robespierre. Oh, we wait to see the day begin. Our time wondering why, wondering why it echoes through the lonely palace of Versailles. Your days are numbered, and we live hand to mouth. All we wait to see the day begin. Our time is wasting in the wind. Wondering why it echoes through the lonely palace of Versailles. Centuries, its purpose incomplete. Speaks inside the cheap red wine of happy summer nights. It's red on amber voices, call the cars and traffic lights. Why do you wait to see the day begin? Our time is wasting in the wind, wondering why. Wondering why it echoes through the lonely palace of Versailles. Wondering why it echoes through the lonely palace of Versailles. Thank you.
Carson. Think a little bit of reverb on the lead guitar would be actually nice. Can we have a little bit of reverb on it? Do you have some? Audiences which are dead quiet in between songs. This is a lovely room. I mean, and the sound system is great. It's wonderful. It's so great. And Bethesda, man, we went out and had a curry last night. It was absolutely great. There are so many lovely restaurants in this place. Who lives here? Put your hand up if you live here. Okay, so there are only a handful of people who know how great this place is. The rest of them come from out of town. Wow, that's interesting, huh? It's only probably $3 million for an apartment here. Otherwise, I'd move here. I think it's great. The Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud. The ghostman sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall, the colors of the maps are running. From Africa, the winds, that talk of change is coming. Torches flare up in the night. The heartland sends the bombs alight to spread the word to those who are waging on the border. In the village where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Oh, you never see the change from day to day. No one notices the customs slip away. Late last night, the wind was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room under the mantle. Thought I saw down on the street the spirit of the century telling us we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. All the pot just remains an empty shell. The is a screech, looks like air, you feel too well. Pushing boats come out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
Same time as I'm singing.
Okay. I'm safe, man.
One of the things that's kind of cool is this is Josh Solomon playing guitar tonight. I've worked with lots of guitar players over the ages, and I've discovered that if you applaud their solos, they all play better. It's entirely up to you, but this is Josh, and so this is a song about being seduced in a hotel in Portland, Oregon. Oh, I see some of you have had that experience. There are worse places, you know, to be seduced. And, but like everything else, it's cunningly disguised. And it's cunningly disguised as a story about a Hungarian gymnast. You want to hear this story? We got it. All right. So there's this Hungarian female gymnast, and she's suicidal. And she checks into a hotel in Portland, Oregon, with the expressed intent of killing herself. So she goes to the 14th floor, opens a window, and she wants a last meal before she dies. And she's sort of craving a cheeseburger. She's Eastern European, so you know, she thinks a cheeseburger is actually a meal. the room service clerk comes up with the cheeseburger, and he too comes from Eastern Europe, and they lock eyes, and she has realized one thing that's missing in her life is a quadruple loop. She's never done one where you leap up and then land. She can do a triple, never a quadruple. But the bed is so bouncy, and it just seduces her, and then she's doing this on the bed. And then she thinks, I'll go for it. Yeah, then I'll jump out the window. So I'll have the cheeseburger first. So she bounces, 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 and then boom, she's in midair. One, two. At that exact moment, the room service clerk comes in with the cheeseburger on a tray, looks at her, and falls instantly in love with this spinning person. It's like he's just smitten. He's just taken totally back. And as luck would have it, she does the quadruple. bang, lands on the bed. She's the happiest person in the world. He's the happiest person in the world because he's fallen in love with her. He drops the cheeseburger. They make passionate love. They don't even leave the room for 7 days. Then, of course, reality sets in. He discovers they have nothing whatsoever in common, and she does jump out the window. So. Well, you said you wanted the background. Sorry. Broadway for time. Nothing was stranger than being yourself, and you replied with a tear in his eye. Love was a roll away, just an unfold away, missed on a summer's day. Nothing was clear. Love was a smile away, just a defile away. I saw it everywhere, no one came near. You asked the man for a room with a view. Nothing was said as he scattered his shoe. And you replied as he gave you the key. Love was a roll away, just an unfold away. That's all there is to say, no one came near. Alone in your room you hide, and the night rolls by, and the street outside. You feel all by the woods you said, and they charm to rain all around your head. On your face, a door sign keeps the world away behind the shades of your silent day. You made your home in the Broadway hotel, roots of a skin at the touch of a bell. And the man said as he put down the tray, love was steal away, just a reveal away. I saw it everywhere, nothing was clear. But as he turned away, you asked the man to stay. He was there all the day, no one came near. Thank you. radical. I wasn't expecting that. But while we're on the subject of pianos, we'd like to invite Erica Breck back on stage. These guys are versatile, they do everything. I should maybe play substitute while the, like the Who, while they're doing that. I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth. Wait a second. In case you thought I couldn't. Okay, the you got it? Okay, all right. I'm just trying to do it. Around the beach was running down slow. Night like a river beginning to flow. I felt the beat of my mind go, drifting into time passages. Years go falling in the fading light. Time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight. I'm not the kind to live in the past. All the years run too short and the days too fast. Things you lean on are things that don't last. Just now and then my line gets passed into these time passages. There's something back that you left behind. Time passages. I'm check it on the last train home tonight. Hear the echo, feel yourself starting to try. Don't know why you should think you've got something to learn. It's just a game that you play. Thank you.
out of a crowd. They're laughing at something, and the music's loud. God comes towards you, you once used to know. Reach out your hand, and you're all alone. Those time passages, I know you're back, but you just have to say. Bobby, you took it on the last train home tonight. To Washington, D.C., and amongst my various historical things. I've read history all my life, and I've spent quite a bit of time studying American presidents and evolved a theory, which is they alternate between stupid ones and clever ones. But, and here's the crazy stuff. The stupid ones are often more effective than the clever ones. I mean, nobody was cleverer than Woodrow Wilson, but, you know, the League of Nations was a complete waste of time because he, you know, he didn't manage to get Germany to sign it, so that was a little bit of an omission. The guys who, you know, like, followed him, Warren Harding followed him, and Warren Harding was, like, was wonderful because he's the only American president who was ever honest. He said, I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something like, I'm not fit for this job, and I should never have been elected. So that's great. I mean, it's like, can you imagine any modern president saying that? You know? So I thought we, in honor of Warren Harding, we'd do him. I tend to like the offbeat ones. I had a soft spot for Franklin Pierce, for example. Who dealt with the fact that he was totally inadequate and couldn't run anything, and the Civil War was inevitable by going home and getting drunk. And I think that's what I would have done, you know. So one day I'm going to make an album about the most offbeat American presidents. And you know, Chester Arthur, are you listening? But in the meantime, this is Warren Harding, who presided over bootleggers. And, of course, alcohol was, you know, forbidden. So this is a contrast between a bootlegger and President Warren Harding, who was very lonely, invited the press corps to basically play cards with him at 3 o'clock in the morning in the White House, and here he is.
Dollar and up from the company, one chameleon heartache. Alone in the White House, watching the sun come up by the morning of 1921. I just want someone to talk to, to talk to. Got no shoes upon my feet. I've been all day with nothing to eat. Sure gets hot down here in the street. I know where I want to be. Warren Chameleon Hardy. Playing pots in the smoke of the room. Women losing, wasting the time. I just want someone to talk to.
talk to, she talk to. Don't go down to the docks tonight. The cops are nosing around for a fight. We moved the booze just before daylight. They won't find an hour, it'll be alright. Warren Chameleon Hardy and Alaska running out of days. Leaving the latest, God moves in strange ways. I just want someone to talk to, to talk to, to talk to. Don't leave me now on such a lonely day. Don't leave me now on such a lonely day. Just want someone to talk to, talk to, talk to. Cottage in the New Forest in England. It's a 400-year-old thatched cottage. You know, it doesn't look anything like this. And I heard rock and roll, and it was the Everly Brothers and Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and Fats Domino and Jack Scott, Duane Eddy. And it was the most extraordinary thing I'd ever heard in my life, except I was 400 years in the past, living in this, like, you know, this little hobbit hole, and with no possibility of you know, joining in. And it just seemed like that's what I want. And it was exactly what I wanted. I persuaded my mother to buy me a guitar, and she compromised and bought me a ukulele. And the first thing I ever learned, because I was a fan of Duane Eddy, was this. Except on a ukulele. Didn't sound the same. I gotta have a guitar. And eventually, I'm 13 years old, and they took me to see Duane Eddy. He played in England. He was doing a tour. And he comes out, and so weird. I mean, like, the amplifiers in England in those days looked like transistor radios, and this was really loud. I mean, you couldn't hear the guitars from the back of the hall. Duane Eddy brought out what I thought were refrigerators, but they turned out to be amplifiers. And they went, and I was actually pushed back into my seat by the blast of air, and I as soon as I could recover, about 10 seconds in, I screamed in my mother's ear, "I want to do that." So, you know, early rock and roll was just great. I never was any good at it. I didn't. My voice wasn't loud enough, and it was horrifying. I joined a band, and I tried to sing Twist and Shout, and they came out as "Shake It Up, Baby." People hated me, and I said, "I have no future in this business, but I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it." And then along comes Bob Dylan, and he couldn't sing, but I knew what he was doing. I mean, he'd read a few books, and you know, okay, lyrics, yes, we can do that. That's not difficult. So I'm looking around for someone to play the guitar with, and as luck would have it, there was a guy called Robert Fripp who lived down the road from me. And Fripp eventually had a band called King Crimson, and they became pretty popular. So, yeah,
So I made friends with Fripp, and we took the bus together. He was 15, and he tried to teach me jazz chords. I said, I don't want to know this nonsense. It hurts my fingers, and I don't like it. I want to be a lyricist. I want to be a poet. So eventually I got around to thinking, well, I took 10 lessons from Fripp, and he didn't teach me anything. Eventually they interviewed him, and they asked him, did anyone you ever taught how to play the guitar make it? And he said, yes. He said, one. And he did it by ignoring everything I ever told him. But I feel like I should do a jazz thing for Bob Fripp, who I've known all my life, and it's this. Got your ticket and your hot cookies and your overnight bag at your feet. You're looking down on the tropical trees while the Spanish maids pick up the sheets. Conquistador in search of gold for all the jackdaw reasons. The Midas shadow that's so hard to read just follows wherever you go. Nothing ventured, nothing gained or said. Oh, you play what the winner takes all. Toss the dice high up and crane your head to see how the numbers would fall. You stole the game so easily. Your luck ran with the seasons. The shadow that the night can't flee just follows wherever you go. Thank you. Master Lionel. I would do it. Well, I could try. I don't. It's like a fingerstyle thing, you know. And if your fingernails aren't long, I just cut them literally. If it was going to work, I'd need a thumb pick. It's in my guitar case.
You want it on?
Yeah, let's give it a go. Would you have it? We're grabbing it here. It's like a fingerstyle thing. And I can do it, but I need nails. And if you could see, my nails are really, really short. I know, but we'll try, you know.
Clifton in the Rain, that's only on the second version, you said, of Bedsitter Images, right?
Yes, really obscure. How do you know about that song? Well, apparently only one person does. No one else cares.
Bouncing on the noses of the people from the train. A flock of salty ears sparkled in the traffic light. Feet squashed soggy leaves across the brain. I took my love to Clifton and away. All along the way, wanderers in overcoats with collars on parade. Steaming in the night, the listeners in the troubadour. The guitar player weaves a willow string. I took my love to Clifton in the rain. If you really felt that way, do you ever feel images of Hollywood? Have you felt a shadow of its pain? I took my love to Clifton in the rain. Oh, I thought of you and Clifton in the rain.
let's do a rock. It's Friday night. Let's do a rock and roll song.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't you cast suspicions at my northern high affair. Oh, she can make you believe she's feeling almost sincere. Every day is New Year's Eve, she's laughing in your ear. She's so hard to reach, although she's so close to hand. I'm like a wave on her beach, sinking in the sand. Arms around some stranger, hanging on for life. But she can make you believe she's feeling almost sincere. Every day is New Year's Eve, she's giggling in your ear. She's so hard to reach, although she's so close to hand. I'm like a wave on her beach, sinking in the sand. In a raincoat shimmering white, hands thrust in her pockets like Julie Christie might. Gazing into the distance, she puckers up her lips. She wants to talk to you with passing ships, but she can make you believe she's feeling almost sincere. Every day is New Year's Eve, she's laughing in your ear. She's so hard to reach, although she's so close to man. I'm like a wave on her beach, sinking in the sand. She loves you, yeah. waiting for you to go into a big guitar solo there.
Sometimes I don't know.
Next time. Unless you want to do it.
I want to. No, we're good.
We'll have Erica Brett back again. She's going to play the piano in the next song. Oh, now you want to play the solo.
I'm in trouble.
So this song's based around a riff. It's a piano riff, but you know, on the guitar it's like... But it sounds better on the piano, so... Give it a go. Oh, okay. They got a transpose. Okay, so I can play some guitar. It originally, this was written by, I was on tour with a piano. And originally this was like this. He kept playing that on the piano over and over again. And then he added this note. And it's so weird, if you add one note to a riff, it changes everything, and it turned into... Which, like I say, sounds better on the piano. On a morning from a Bogart movie, in a country where they turned on the tide, you're strolling through the crowd like Peter Lorre contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll tell you that she came in the year of the cat. She doesn't give you time, questions. She locks up your arm and hers. Follow to your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue top walls, near the market stalls, whose kingdom she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life is like a river running through the year of the cat. She looks at you so coolly. Her eyes shine like the moon on the sea. She comes and insults and patchouli. She takes her to find what's waiting inside. The year of the cat. Thank you.
I'm on a hunt just with her. What's on the tourist's cigar? You've run away your choice, lost your ticket, you have to go on. Jumping the strings of the night remain in the rhythm of the newborn day. You know, sometime you're about to leap, but for now you're gonna stay. Every year I begin it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Al Stewart.
And the Empty Pockets, thank you. Josh Sutherland and Erica Brad tonight. Thank you very together. This is like a stripped down version with two pockets, but there are normally four pockets. I don't know where the other ones went, but this is a song they like, so I'm...
You made that sound like we hate all the rest of the songs.
Well, you never know. Anyway, We've never done it this way. It's like about a female folk singer, you know, being kind of shortchanged around the early days of the folk scene. And it sounded like Erica's life story, so I said she should sing a... It seemed like she should sing a verse of it, and we've never done it before. She thinks she knows it, but she's got it on the cell phone, so let's go. Lucy works a different club every night. Though she put her mind to it, her heart was never in it. She stayed a while, just long enough to get paid. She won't pass the time, but for one day a minute. All those changing faces never bothered her at all. They just existed like a backdrop for a pattern on the wall. Lucy looks like someone who is waiting for a call. She knows we'll come, but no one else can hear at all.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Elster, Josh Solomon, Erica Brett, thank you very much indeed.